Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning, and I hope we can make it a little bit better for you if you're not. We have Malcolm Ballinger.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure having you in the studio with me.
Well, thank you.
We're always up to no good in here, you think?
Yes.
Malcolm Ballinger is with Ballinger Publishing. We have the Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine. If you have any questions or comments, which you might by the end of this show, 437-1620.
Talking about up to no good.
Uh-oh, here we go.
On, I think it was Friday evening, maybe it was Saturday, I drove along Cervantes from... it's about A Street up to Pace, where they have put those railings down the middle of the median.
Okay.
And put in those little jugs. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
I'm trying to think of it.
It was a little controversial at the time. Well, as I drove up, I noticed that there were a group of residents with signs. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what they said, but words to the effect, we don't want the barriers. And I'm not sure why they don't, although I agree with them.
Okay.
But it is a very busy road, and I don't know if there are a lot of children in the area, which the barriers might help. But I go that way often, and I notice people hop that fence all the time.
Tell me one more time where it's at.
It's Cervantes. It's about A Street.
Okay, I know where A Street is, yes.
To Pace. There's a Dollar General.
Yes.
You would be going west. Mm-hmm. And
there's barriers there?
Yes.
I'll have to check it out.
Metal fence, I guess.
Okay. What is the purpose of the metal fence?
I think the problem was that people were crossing the road just at will anywhere. They weren't using crossings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were meant to do that. Reality is, of course, it didn't help people just hop the fence.
Right.
But the thing that I had, that I thought was not a good thing, mm-hmm. was the two, I think there's actually three of them, those little jugs. All of a sudden, the lanes go to the left and then back to the right.
Okay.
I guess in motor racing, you call it a chicane, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I think it's designed to slow traffic down. The problem is that late one night, just after they'd done it, I was on the right-hand lane, mm-hmm. and there was a car came up on my left who didn't zig when he should have zagged and almost hit me. And then I realized that lots of people in that left-hand lane were just going dead straight, were not taking the zig and the zag.
Oh.
And I think it's extremely dangerous. That I have a problem with.
Okay.
I said so at the time. But it's just interesting that the residents would mm-hmm. have a problem with the fence. And again, I think I agree with them.
So we had a friend say they don't want them because they are forcing them to have to go blocks out of their way to get places that they used to be able to get directly to, such as church.
Yes.
And then another friend said, let's see. Okay, we'll talk about that one. I'm not sure if that one's for me or for Andrew. So it's a paragraph. So we'll at the next break, I'll read it. So I'll get to it if it's pertaining to what you're talking about. You know, when they redid Highway 29 going north, right when you get off the interstate I-10 going north on Kent, they had the lanes open up. It's about, I think it's three or four lanes.
Mm.
But at one point, the lane just stops. And when you didn't know it was going to stop. Mm. I'm surprised there was not a wreck every single day. Once you got familiar with it, you know, you have to just, it looks like four open lanes and all of a sudden one's like, oh, you're turning here. And I was like jerking over because I didn't know it was about to end. It's kind of dangerous, but I'm still here.
I think the main impetus for the Cervantes Street was the street, what they call street dieting. Essentially, you narrow the street so that people go slower. And I get it. I know there's a lot of research that says that it slows traffic. But we've all seen it. You know, these new phases come in and it lasts for a few years and then we change it back to something else. And that's what'll happen. I don't I don't know what they've achieved other than made it more dangerous, frankly.
Yeah.
Particularly with these zigzags. The fence, yeah, I think I agree with the residents. I think you should be able to cross the street wherever you want to. I mean, it is a free country. You shouldn't right. have to negotiate fences. I don't know where else in town that we've done that.
So a friend said, you know, I should know about this, but I do listen to Andrew in the mornings, but I only can listen to him for an hour before I have to get my child to school and get here. So I don't get to hear everything he talks about, but I do listen to him. But I guess there was a hit and run that happened a while back, which I'm sure we heard about. So that's what they put the barriers up for. But there is a lot of pedestrian issues in our town, I feel like. You know, people getting hit a lot. So maybe that was the point of it.
Wasn't that the stretch of road where that there was a driver driving about 80 miles an hour up that stretch?
Yes, that's what it was. I remember that. Well, yes, definitely. That was really crazy. I remember that.
I get it, but you just happened to catch him on that street. I'm sure he did it on every street.
Right.
And you just can't do it. You can't fence off every street. So, yeah. I don't know. I think we sometimes don't react. Sometimes we react too quickly. And I think this is a case. Again, the one that I have the real problem with is that zigzag. I just do not understand. In theory, of course, people slow down and take it. In reality, is they're not paying attention. They just go straight and they cut off the person in the right-hand lane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it can be dangerous.
So now I always travel in the left-hand lane because I just do not want to be cut off.
Yeah. Good thinking.
So, again, I just...
As we like to say, I digress.
Kudos to the residents. If you have something to say, hold signs up. Let's...
Hold signs up. Yeah, I mean, apparently they don't like it. Yeah. So if you feel like you need to do that, absolutely. If it's something that, you know, you feel all on the same page about, I have no problems with that. As long as we're doing it peacefully, go ahead. Yes. Especially if it could be something that could harm someone. Especially if you didn't know the area and know that it was going to zigzag and all that, you know. I don't go over there too much. But when I go over there, that's something I need to know about. So I appreciate you bringing it up this morning, Malcolm. He's like this.
Just a morning to get on my soapbox.
He got on his soapbox. Can we talk about a Pensacola magazine?
Oh, you want to change the subject?
Oh, you mean Ballinger Publishing?
Oh, that, yes.
Oh, goodness. You're awesome.
You have a copy of the latest edition.
I do, and it has all the summer camps. We are going to take a quick break here on News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. He has the newest issue of Pensacola Magazine, Super Summer Camps. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Hangout Fest. I believe Hangout Fest was this last weekend, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll
already
get to
happened.
That. Yeah, absolutely. We'll see how that went right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the pleasure of having Malcolm Ballinger in here with me with Ballinger. This morning, Malcolm, we just got all flustered with our last conversation. Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. He has the
controversy, didn't
we? Yeah, we
got a few replies.
Yes. My music.
Which, by the way, thank you. We appreciate whatever your opinion is. And
right.
And often it differs from mine. I welcome it. That's what makes this a great country, is everybody can have their opinion and express it. I think what we were talking about with the banners.
Yes.
But let's move on.
Yes.
The Hangout Fest was this past weekend. I did not go.
You didn't? Why not, Malcolm? Is that not your vibe?
Not really.
He's more of an opera guy.
Yes. I like to sit in air-conditioned comfort seat rather than... on the sand or whatever.
Yeah.
In that hot weather. Now, our editor, Kelly, went, but I haven't had a chance to ask her how it went.
Okay.
But I'm sure it was extremely hot.
It was very hot. Oh, I'm sure. I was at the beach this weekend, but the wind was blowing, and that's what helped. If that wind doesn't blow, man, you're sweltering out there. Especially at the Hangout Fest, there's thousands of people, right? I've never been.
I saw the pictures on Channel 3, and it seemed like it was really packed. There's a whole lot of humanity standing up. And for me, I think I would have been a little bit uncomfortable amongst all those people.
I would too, but, you know. The young ones, they enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. So let's talk super summer camps. I was trying to say before we went off the air, super summer super camps. You have so many options here, from science to princess dance camp, active camp, city camp. So if you really are still looking, I mean, it's coming up in just, well, my daughter's last day of school is this week. So pick up an issue of Pensacola Magazine and look at their super summer camps. Even if you if they're staying home, you could find a few days, you could maybe a week or two out of the summer, they could go do something.
One of the things that are not taught or not often in school anymore are the arts. And so I think it's a great opportunity to go to some of the arts camps, opera, ballet, music, etc. I think it's such an important part of everybody's education, which is really, we've really left a void. We focus on math and English, and as I guess we should, but there is a place for arts. And so just a thought. It's a great opportunity for them to have some fun, meet other kids, and maybe be exposed to some.
I mean, they could
arts.
Learn to, definitely. My Rising Minds Learning, Pensacola Mess Hall. Pensacola Mess Hall is a good one, too. Hands-on things, I think, are always great for kids. Neighborhood Children's Theater, A Pirate's Life for Me. Get them into acting. Shipwrecked Shakespeare, Pensacola Opera. So, I mean, so many options. I just love that our community has all these options for kids. Anything they're interested in. Horseback riding, surfing, so many things. So we do have a big gamut of options for the kids. I think it's great.
You just never know. Little Johnny might be a genius at
That's right. Something. At opera.
Yeah,
at
opera. Or might be a great actor. It's just good to expose them.
Absolutely. Get them involved in something maybe they've never done before.
Yes.
So pick up your issue of Pensacola Magazine. Also, we have the downtown crowd, which I think is really cool because this downtown crowd, it will give you a lot of things you can do throughout the month. Right? I mean, you have all what's going on in our community, things like that. We had Cabaret Off Broadway. That was in here. The opera was in here. May Madness, a mashup of local festivals, fundraisers, and cultural events. Very good. And it even gave you Hangout Fest experience tips. You know, hydrate, prepare for the elements, pick a meeting spot. We talked about that last time you were here, Malcolm. So all kinds of good stuff. He's just flipping. I'm just like, did you want to talk about the barriers again? Is that why you're staring at me?
No. We'll let that pass. I'll get off my soapbox.
Okay.
You know, they'll tell you that once I get on my soapbox, I'm kind of hard to knock off it. So just tell me, hey, that's enough. Shut up.
No,
don't
I enjoy
go on
it.
Too much.
No. What did we talk about a few weeks ago? The coronation. That was, you want to talk about Meghan and Harry?
Oh, now there's a subject that'll get me started. that farce, that so-called car chase in New York. Do these people think we're totally stupid?
Yeah.
I don't go to New York very often. But I've been there many times over the years. And it's difficult enough to walk in that town, let alone drive fast. I mean, it's just so ludicrous.
I did hear about that. Surprisingly,
yeah.
I did hear about there was like a 2-hour car chase in Manhattan. Somehow it happened.
A near catastrophic accident. Do you know the chances of driving more than about 5 miles an hour in Manhattan are not good? I mean, there's just something in the way. Usually stop traffic.
Is there video of this happening?
I'm sure there is private video.
Oh, I just didn't know.
And somebody needs to gather all that together to show that. I've just had enough of that woman and that idiot.
Can we say that on the radio? Malcolm.
Can we call a prince of England?
I don't know. Hey, that's on you.
Well, I can do that now because I'm an American citizen. So
they, okay.
So they can't.
Since
chop,
you can do that now.
They can't chop my head off now.
We're going to take a quick break here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. A friend said, love the show. If he wants to talk about the barriers while he's on a soapbox, let him go with it. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning. We're going to start off the week right with Malcolm Ballinger. We always have a good time.
Yes. Well, we're talking about next Monday,
mm-hmm.
but I may be in the Tower of London next Monday.
Why?
Because I called the
Prince Harry. Are we going to have to come rescue you?
You may have to.
Oh, man, Malcolm.
Yeah.
I really don't have time for this in my life, but if I have to, I'll come get you. I've always wanted to visit London anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was just messing around. He didn't mean it.
Yeah, I just for, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so, like I said, now I'm an American citizen. I don't think that they can
They can't hold
the
you
tower.
To it?
No.
You can just...
I'm allowed to criticize British royalty.
So what's coming up next for Pensacola Magazine? Do we have what's going on with the next issue? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, we have the June issue coming.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Which has lots of good current stuff in. We're still working on it, actually.
Yeah, with all the summer stuff coming up and things like that. That's great.
And Downtown Crowd, of course, we'll have all of the downtown. Mm-hmm. But not only the downtown, but also events in Greater Pensacola.
Okay.
Although it says downtown town, it means really Greater Pensacola.
And honestly, I didn't know about all these events till I looked at these magazines. You know, I do look at Pensacola Magazine at my last job. I used to look at it all the time. But especially Downtown Crowd. I mean, I didn't know all the events we could go to. You know, the opera and the cabernet and things like that. I just wasn't in that world. So pick one of these up if you
there's
want something
so
to do.
Much happening.
Yeah, there's so much happening.
We're so lucky.
Oh, totally. Absolutely lucky. Thank you so much, Malcolm, for joining me. It's always a pleasure. I always look forward to Mondays with you. Don't forget, Bands on the Beaches tomorrow. Thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at Gulfside Pavilion at 7. Coming up, we're going to talk to Fiesta Pensacola.